Kirk, what a result for Linfield here in Podgorica tonight.
Yes, big result for the boys. We all dug in, went 1-0 down. We were thinking in our heads, probably all of us, that we would go under here, but we stuck together, and as we have been doing for the last season, right, and we followed through to this season. And great character from the boys to come back to win 2-1.
Describe your first goal.
I seen Shane turning, and I kind of knew he was going to shoot across goal. And the manager always tells me to gamble on the back post, and it's paid off.
And what was the feeling like when you saw that ball hit that net?
Oh, it was amazing. Proud moment. It's my first two goals in Europa League. Both came the same night, so I'm happy enough.
The second goal, what a slide rule pass by Bastian to put you through.
Inch perfect by Bas. You're going to get that with him, as you've seen. He's a quality player, and he's going to be playing more passes like that, hopefully, for me.
What an exquisite chip. Did you see the keeper off his line?
Yeah, I had a look up, and I seen him start to rush out, so I had to thank him. I couldn't really put it nowhere else.
I was talking to the manager about the last time a Shankill Road winger scored in an away game. It was Billy Totten out in Panathinaikos. So it's a proud feeling for you, yeah, as a local lad, you know, to play for Linfield and to excel.
Yeah, it's always good. It's brilliant playing for your local team and scoring on big nights like this. It's my first scoring big night like this, and I'm proud to do it.
You weren't the only hero in a red and white shirt tonight. I mean, we could go through the whole team, you know, Ryan Givern. But Shane Lavery up front. Really
Shane Lavery, he run all night long, and you're going to get that with him. He's got a great engine, and he's been a great addition to the squad along with the new signings. The boys that's been here, we've all clicked together, and it seems to be looking promising this season.
An exciting night, far away from home, but it's only half time. We really now want to try and finish this job in the second half.
We're only halfway there, and all the boys know that. Then we'll push on next week. We've got to concentrate on the league game on Saturday now, and then look forward till the second leg of this.
And the league game is sandwiched between these two games, but you know we really want to get that league campaign off to the right start on Saturday.
Yes, we want to. Our main focus now is the league, and we want to get off to a good start and put a marker down for our season going forward.
But the squad is big enough and it's strong enough, and there can be changes made to adapt with this fixture condition.
Yeah, we've got an unbelievable squad. Probably, I heard the manager saying it's probably been the best squad he's seen in a while, and I would probably agree with him. There's boys coming out, as you see, Waterworth, and you've got Shane Lavery coming in, Jordan Stewart coming out, I'm coming in. You've got a mixture of players. Daniel Kearns, unbelievable player too. Jimmy, you go through them all. They're all great players
and great fitness levels in the heat here that there was today and tonight.
Yeah, I think we've got a good pre-season with the teams we've played, and the camp done us good in Malaga, and I think it's pushed us on to compete against teams like this and in a broad heat.
And the perfect birthday present for the manager.
Yes, yeah. He's probably not too happy turning 40, like, but it's probably picked up his week.
Well done, Kirk.
Thank you.
Safe home, and let's get 3 points on Saturday, and you know, the start a dream that we can finish this job next
season. Yes, 100%. Thank you.